The Michael Mara Show.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
It rubs the lotion on its skin. It does this whenever it's told.
Mister, my family will pay cash. Whatever ransom you're asking for, they'll pay it.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
That isn't just irresponsible. It's outrageous.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Final Buzz is brought to you by Ski Chalet, where every ski, every snowboard, every thang is on sale now. Plus, Ski Chalet is collecting warm clothing for the Salvation Army.
That's great.
Ski Chalet with three locations online at skichalet.com. Tomorrow on the big program,
what's
we've got a big
show-woo-woo
for you at 4, just after 4.
Yeah.
Cy Timoney.
I've suffered from that. I am Cy Timoney.
Suffering Cy Timoney. He is a real-life MacGyver. And then we'll have a lot of fun just after 5 Eastern time when we chat with Patton Oswalt. He will be on the show
tomorrow.
Yay.
What is he promoting? Anything in particular?
I don't know. I just
friendship.
The last time we had Patton on the show, it was hot. Do you remember that?
Yes.
And his energy level was very low.
Yeah, I recall.
And I'm ready for Patton's energy level to be high tomorrow.
I remember you said to Patton, you said, hey, you know, my kids really enjoy Ratatouille. And he said, yeah.
Yeah, because it was, I guess, 115 degrees, and he didn't have air conditioning in his apartment.
Yeah, well, you know, he's not making much money.
Is he or is he not? I think Ratatouille.
I think Ratatouille might maybe set him up for life.
He's
right,
fine.
Let's get our last segment of Buzz Burbank, the news. I've been waiting all day for the story he's been teasing about the blind pilot.
All day.
If you're good, we'll get to it.
Bifurcated.
That's right. Means split into two.
Yes.
Nicely done, Mike.
You didn't know that before.
No, I really didn't.
You sounded like you did, though. You did an Art Fleming there.
I do. That's what I do.
That's more of a Trebek than a Fleming.
Trebek and Fleming, Jeopardy hosts, do that same thing. They pretend they know when they really don't. It's written on the effing card.
Oh, yeah. Not Jeff Probst on Rock and Roll Jeopardy.
Oh, you know, I was thinking about Jeff Probst. He was on Mad TV this week.
Think about that?
What are you talking
Remember
about?
Remember we had the nude picture of him. I didn't know what would make you think of Jeff Probst.
Probst is a
very talented man.
Yes. All right, let's Hence get our last news. Here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Well, the next order of business for lawmakers might be to bail out the car makers. President-elect Obama is for this, especially since we need Detroit to make us lots of fuel-efficient cars.
Mm.
President Bush is for the bailout, too, and he's urging Congress to get right on it. And Congress is ready and willing. But Obama says Bush has the power to do it himself today. President Bush, however, wants to just leave it to Congress. Chrysler, GM, and Ford say they need tens of billions to pay their bills. GM says without this help, it won't be around a year from now.
I bet W loved Barack issuing that statement. Oh, he could take Corvette now if he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
There's another problem. Obama wants the car makers to promise they will deliver those fuel-efficient cars. Car makers say they need the money just to make payroll. And with that, GM's announced it's laying off 1,900 hourly workers on top of the 3,600 layoffs it announced last Friday. All this effective January 23rd.
This started the whole discussion today on the show, and this is what is frustrating everybody. There are some people that say, you know, screw them. Why should we give them any money? However, if you look at the economic model, you know, you have a country that is based on auto manufacturing.
We really don't have a lot of choice.
It's such a significant part of the economy.
Right.
But if you're going to loan these guys money,
conditions.
Put some conditions on it.
Exactly.
Get to work on what we need to do. Everybody knows we need to modernize. We want to be the leader in these kind of cars that you see coming from all over the world.
Hand them money. You know who's next? Nabisco.
Nabisco. Hey, do not let that cracker company go under.
The National Biscuit Company, Mike.
National Biscuit
Only
Company.
Only under milk.
There's some fine biscuits.
Yeah, it sure is good little wafers.
We've been highlighting lately the industries that are doing well in this bad economy. Today we add big tobacco to the list. A new poll shows that the anxiety over our finances is making smokers light up more often.
I disagree.
About 1 in 4 smokers say they're consuming more cigarettes a day lately because of their own personal bad economy.
Thank you for this news story, Buzz.
You're welcome, sir.
Thank you, Mary Mungeneringham.
13% of smokers.
Cancer guy.
Thank you, cancer guy.
13% of smokers say they've put off quitting because of the stress. 7% of ex-smokers say they've started up again because of it. And another 9% say they're thinking about starting again.
And aren't they more... go ahead, Rob.
Prices of smoke staying normal? I mean, they've not risen?
They've gone up, especially because of the taxes.
And aren't they putting more addictive properties in the cigarettes? Yeah.
See, despite the prices, the poll shows the less you're making, the more you're smoking. Cigarette makers, yes, Mike, did kick up the nicotine levels right after 9/11.
Kick it up.
Maybe they're doing it again.
Texter writes us, hey, Mike, gas in Fredericksburg is $1.99.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a sign that our economy is coming back? I wish I could say I thought thought so.
I would think it would be reflecting the other way.
Yeah, actually it is.
Let's go to a caller on this, Dave in Idaho. Dave, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show. How you doing?
Hey, Mike. I'm doing well. Hey, I just had a couple quick notes for you. As far as the economy goes with fuel and the auto industry, why are we still producing mid-grade fuel? Because 90% of vehicles run on 87 octane.
That's going to solve all our problems, I'm pretty sure.
Thank you for the call, Dave.
Well,
you know what the reason is the people are stupid and they think that a silver grade gasoline is going to somehow make their car run better, but all of GM's cars, unless specifically noted in your manual, are computer tuned to run on 87 octane.
Yeah, but don't the signs say high octane sometimes?
Sometimes if you have that engine, but the basic GM engine, check your manual.
Standard car.
You get no benefit to running more octane than your engine is tuned for.
In fact, you can do damage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, gentlemen.
Knocking and pinging.
That's right.
I don't feel any better.
This economy has caused something else to happen that's never happened before. The U.S. Postal Service is talking about laying off as many as 40,000 workers to stay afloat.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Fellas.
The Postal Service we have today has only been around for about 37 years, and it's never laid off a single worker. Now it's looking at 40,000.
Hey, Robert, you want to modify that vacation schedule a little bit?
Or he may just move to that other country.
Yeah, he's got a lot more time now.
Mm-hmm. The airline industry, meanwhile, has been adding flights for 34 years until this year, and if you think a lot of flights have been cut already, wait till next year. The airlines are talking about cutting more flights in January, which will affect vacationers and college football fans. Even in these crazy times, the airlines were hoping to actually make a profit next year, but if Americans cut back on flying to save money, the airlines may find themselves cutting ticket prices to lure us back.
You know what that means, Mike? You and I are going to miss our Cornhuskers game next season.
Oh, no, not Nebraska.
Yeah, we can't go.
That sucks.
Nebraska-Oklahoma game.
Yeah, it's horrible.
And speaking of airplanes, we must acknowledge the Cessna pilot in Britain who had a stroke while flying solo at 5,500 feet, causing him to go totally blind.
I cannot see. I'm blind.
He kept apologizing to the military pilot who talked him down to a safe landing.
He was British, Mike.
We have that landing.
Oh, do we? Good.
He
crashed right into Sparrow.
It went better than that. Are you visual? Asked the military pilot. No, sir, I'm not. I'm sorry, sir, he'd answer. The pilot says he couldn't even see the instruments. Quoting him, terrifying. The even better news is he is now recovering from the stroke and getting his vision back.
Wow.
A city worker in Niagara Falls, New York, pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor for putting a whites-only sign on a water fountain. He was originally charged with a felony hate crime until he explained it was just a bad attempt at humor.
It was not a very good attempt at humor.
No.
How big was the sign?
I don't know.
If you make it big enough, it's funny.
I'm going to guess.
But if it's small, it's not funny.
It was not comically large.
What he should have done is consulted with me. I'll tell you how to make that joke work.
But it's not just here. There's a TV news commentator in Austria who said he, quote, wouldn't want the Western world to be directed by a black man.
This is in Austria?
In Austria.
Now, that's shocking to me.
They've never had a history of any kind of racial problems in Austria.
I know.
Did he try to raise support at a beer rally or anything?
When asked to explain himself, he answered, blacks are not as politically civilized. In Poland, a lawmaker stood up to say Obama's victory is, quote, the end of white man's civilization.
This is amazing that when you go around the world, this starts to surface after the election.
Little pockets of it, yes.
You know, nobody wanted to speak up during the electing process, but you actually have this now, and you got Poland, and you've got Austria. It's just, it's a big surprise
to me. This makes me sad, because Spiewak is a Polish name.
I know.
That's a shocker to me, Rob.
You know what means entertainer?
It does now.
It does.
Spiewak.
That's it. That was my act.
That was entertaining.
In Warsaw.
This Polish lawmaker went on to say America will soon pay a high price for this quirk of democracy. Among the compliments Obama got from Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, young, handsome, and even suntanned. Oh, look who's
Silvio!
Here.
Silvio!
Prime Minister.
How you doing?
Sir.
How are you doing?
It's a great. I want to say a thank you to the American president-elect Barack Obama.
With his election, does it make you happy?
It made me so happy that I cried.
Oh, no. Now, are you sad to see George W. Bush leave the presidency?
He just got to get out of office as quick as he can.
Yes. That's a beautiful collar.
Thank you so much. I'm fixing the world.
Thanks for stopping by.
I'm a sad clown. I gotta go. Gotta poop.
Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Silvio!
Shut up.
Berlusconi later said anyone who didn't find that funny is an imbecile.
in different ways and different degrees, we still have work to do. Finally, I call this one, Alcohol Runs in Our Family.
Hello.
Al Cholo.
In Schererville, Indiana, the state police arrested a woman for driving drunk. And she had her one-year-old son with her at the time. So the boy's grandparents went to the station to pick him up. Turns out the grandparents were drunk, too. Turns out so was the one-year-old boy.
Oh!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oh, man. Leave him laughing, Buzz.
That's right.
Well, at least the one-year-old wasn't driving.
Want to thank Mr. Fukerton for coming in with the fantasy football update today. Also, yeah, former golfer turned broadcaster and writer David Faherty. He was on today just after four. And also, Steve Wilkos. Check your local listings for the Steve Wilkos Show. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow, Cy Timoney. Hope you don't get that on your way home.
Suffering Sanctimony.
Real life MacGyver. Can't wait for that. And just after five, Patton Oswalt. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. And our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. Yay. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank,
yes. This
is Mike O'Mara reminding you, the economy in the nation is strong. Our day at the office was long. We hold our heads high, but what makes me cry is the python was a little too long.
We never sold the python.
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time on
Super Flea Market
Radio.
Exotic pet license.
See you tomorrow.
Required.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.